It is time once again for our monthly conversation with the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams is on with us again here on the School News Podcast on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. Dr. Sales Adams, it's good to see you. It's been busy times lately. It's always busy at Minneapolis Public Schools, but now more than ever, it's busy. A lot of things are happening around the district and in the community. And again, it's good to see you. Always appreciate the time. Let's talk right out the gate here about a message of unity that you have for everyone here at MPS and the community.
Okay. Hi, Manny. It's good to see you as well. I'd like to start with just a heartfelt thank you for the courage and support that people are displaying during these difficult weeks. We are definitely in trying times, but there are so many examples of people pulling together, community pulling together, teachers, leaders, students to really help us continue our mission to educate every child. And it's very inspiring. I have leaned so much on the support of the MPS community. It allows me to have strength as the leader. So I just want to say thank you. And I just want to be clear that it should go without saying that every child deserves access to a safe learning environment. And that's what we're trying to provide in Minneapolis Public Schools.
So let's talk a little bit more about the school transformation engagement meetings that have been going on. I know this is a topic that we've talked about a lot over the last few months that we've had these conversations. What more can you share with us a little bit about the school transformation engagement meetings that you guys have been having?
Yeah, thank you for that, Manny. I do have just a couple more items that I wanted to talk about just regarding our online learning option. So we have an online learning option through February 12th, and it is an option for families where that feels what's best for them. We are continuing to partner closely with the city of Minneapolis and other community groups with a coordinated response to what's happening in our city. During this time of heightened safety precautions, we do ask that guests limit unplanned visits to our school unless for a specific purpose. That's really important. And then really important is during drop-off and pickup time, please move as swiftly as possible to pick up your loved one. This helps us ensure the safety of our students and staff and reinforces our goal to securing MPS property from unknown visitors. And then I just would like to encourage students and families to use the Help Me app and website to access resources and to make reports. Reports can be shared anonymously, and you just search Help Me on our website for more information. And then shifting into school transformation, I would like to thank all of the members of our community who have come out and taken time to attend the community engagement meeting about our budget and school transformation. It's really important for all the members of our community to weigh in when we're talking about the future direction of our district. We did have to reschedule the Cannon community meeting that would have taken place on January 14th. That will be rescheduled, and we'll be sure to share the new date when it's confirmed. But we really appreciate people's patience and continued participation as we gather feedback on our budget and the school transformation process. If you do want more information or to have people take our survey, which is online, just go to our mpsschools.org website and search school transformation, and that information is readily available.
Awesome. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, is our guest here on the School News Podcast for our listening audience. And of course, we appreciate those viewing this on YouTube as well. And Dr. Sales Adams, more good news. Another principal here at Minneapolis Public Schools has been honored. Principal Mai Chang Vu of Anthony Middle School has been honored as the Middle School Principal of the Year. Just awesome news. Congratulations to Principal Vu. What more can you share us about this award?
Yeah, we are so excited and happy for Principal Vu, Minneapolis Public Schools, but especially the children of Anthony Middle School. I did have an opportunity to join students and staff earlier this month at a surprise assembly at Anthony Middle School to celebrate this honor. So Principal Vu knew that she had applied for this very prestigious honor, but she didn't know that she was selected to be the Minnesota School Principal of the Year. So when she came in, it was the auditorium full of eighth graders, current staff, past staff, principals, and her loved ones. And it was just amazing when it really registered that, oh, I am literally the Minnesota Middle School Principal of the Year. Super exciting. And that's that comes by way of the Minnesota Association of Secondary School Principals. And she's being recognized for outstanding leadership, fostering positive school environments, and creating strong learning opportunities for students. And when students came to talk about their principal, they talked about this and how much Principal Wu knows them, the relationships that are built, and how school is a really great place because of her. We couldn't agree more. And now Principal Wu will represent Minneapolis Public Schools at the national level. So just a special congratulations to Principal Wu.
Awesome. Wonderful. Congratulations from us here at Jazz 88 MPS Voices to Principal Wu and really everyone at Anthony Middle School. Tremendous, tremendous honor. Okay, just a couple more items for Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. The Washburn students were at the Minnesota Thespian Conference. What more can you share with us about that?
Yes, the Millers participated in professional workshops, the audition for college theater programs and scholarships, showcased individual performances and technical events, and they also performed Washburn's one-act play, Medea, live for an audience for the first time. So super exciting. Medea won first place, and Washburn has been invited to represent Minnesota at the International Thespian Festival in Bloomington, Indiana this June. So congratulations to our talented Millers. Go Millers and go MPS.
I love hearing all this great news about all the schools and the students and the things, the opportunities that they're getting and the things that they're accomplishing. It's just been wonderful. All right, Dr. Sales Adams, last item for you. Just a couple of important dates to remind folks to keep an eye out for in the next several weeks.
Yeah, so just to share with our listeners, we are actually in the middle of Minnesota Paraprofessional Recognition Week. Educational Support Professionals, or ESPs, that's what we call them in Minneapolis, play a very vital and important role in our students' lives to ensure success in school, working with teachers, connecting with families, and oftentimes that is the person that our students really resonate with. So their dedication makes a difference in our schools and communities every day. So just if you see our ESPs out in the community, or if you have a loved one that's an ESP, just please tell them thank you, because we can't thank them enough. And then also a reminder that tomorrow, Friday, January 23rd, is actually a record-keeping day. So there'll be no school tomorrow, and then I know that it's going to be super frigid as well. But we'll see people back in school and online on Monday, January 26th.
All right. Perfect. Well, Dr. Sales Adams, I always love having these conversations with you every month. And I know it's such a busy time and, you know, everybody is banding together here at Minneapolis Public Schools. And it's a wonderful thing to see. So thank you again for your time. Stay warm and looking forward to talking to you again next month.
Same here. Thank you to the listeners. Stay warm. And again, it's always great seeing you, man.